CliffCentral.com.
Testing, 1, 2. Testing. Let's see where George is today. Should we go to George? Hello, George Meany. How are you?
Hey, Gareth.
There we go. You see, George knows how to use this stuff. Good to see you, dude. What's happening?
Can you see me? Is my video on?
No, we can hear you. Where are you this morning?
I'm in my studio upstairs, but I can't seem to turn my video on.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Oh, no. This is just the morning of technical shit. I mean, it's just awful. So, okay, you're just at your home studio today. How boring. You may as well leave the video off.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
I mean, you've taken us to such interesting places the last few days. I mean, we were just saying how jealous we are of your life, that you're in microlights and you're in planes and you're doing all this exciting stuff every day. And now you're in the studio at home.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to do some of the boring stuff.
All right, George, well, what's happening today? What's going on in the world?
Well, 25 most ridiculous things that have happened at car dealerships.
Oh, yeah?
So, in America, this customer walked into a car dealership and wanted to test drive a Mazda.
Yeah.
Asked the salesperson if they could go for a test drive. So they jump in the car, go for a test drive, and obviously the customer or the supposed customer is driving, and they head towards the town center. And when they get into the middle of the town center, the driver asked the salesperson if they could switch drivers so the salesperson could drive the car and the passenger or the potential customer could experience the car from a passenger's point of view. Mm-hmm. So they switch places head further into town, and suddenly the customer starts feeling ill and excuses himself from the car. Of course, the guy never returned and used the whole ordeal just to get a lift into town.
Shocking.
I didn't know what the feeling ill thing, where that was going.
and then an elderly couple, also in America. This stuff always happens in America. Elderly couple looking to buy an S500 Mercedes-Benz, eager to make the sale, asked if they could take the car for a test drive on their own. Now, if you kind of push that point, I suppose that it should be a red flag in the first place. They returned 45 minutes later saying that they need to check the car because the engine light has come on. In the meantime, they have stolen $2,500 worth of parts from the car that they had put onto their own S500 that was standing not far from the dealership at a repair shop.
Oh, yeah?
What the heck?
George, with these stories, like, I know that there are places in the world where people do stupid stuff, but you don't even have to dig for these things. They're like, they happen every day, right? People in their cars, we have these weird relationships with our cars. They take us to and fro, but for some people, they're also the thing that we want to spend vast amounts of money on, sometimes that we shouldn't even be spending because we probably should be buying something cheaper. But it's amazing how people are, their relationships with their cars are paramount. For some people, they're right up there with, like, your relationship with your wife or your kids or your other relatives. Hey, George, there he is. He's just appeared on the screen.
Come on.
Yeah, so we now are visually connected to George as well. It's weird, right? This funny situation that people have with vehicles.
I think people make emotional decisions with most things in life, but when it comes to their house and their car, I think that is probably one of the most emotional decisions.
Yeah.
People
put a huge amount of time and effort into it. You know this because you can see what people are searching for. So when you go into Auto Trader, for example, you guys know how long people are spending on the site, right? And it's a substantial amount of time. Like, if someone wants to buy a car, they really go to an enormous amount of trouble to look at how many kilometers are on the clock, what the price is, what the condition of the vehicle is, all of that stuff. They probably put more thought into that than they do into someone that they meet at a bar or someone that on Tinder, you have less information about someone, and people will go on a date, for example, based on much less information than they will to go and see a car.
To put it a little bit in perspective, I don't want to make this a stats session, but we see approximately 12, no, a lie, that was last year, 20 million cars being opened a month.
Jeez.
So 20 million views of cars.
That's amazing.
A month, 20 million. The average person visiting Auto Trader's website spends 5.5 minutes in their visit.
Wow.
5.5 minutes. Now, juxtapose that against the worldwide average on a website is roughly 2 to 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So these classified marketplace websites like Auto Trader get a lot more engagement than most other websites. And you're right, it's an emotional thing.
Justice says, George, I guess that in America and Florida anyway, all these crazy things happen there. They do. Florida's well known. You just type in Florida man or Florida woman, and the stories that come up are next level. Yep. So that's exactly right. Here's a question from John for you, George, before you continue. John says, what amazes me is I see people who live in a small townhouse, but they have a car that costs more than the house. That's never made sense to me. What do you think of that?
You see that all the time in South Africa. You see a BMW X5 that is worth 800,000, 900,000 rand, and the person is living in a townhouse worth 1.2 million rand. So I've never understood that.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. All right, well, on with the stories. What else have you got for us today?
Six strange but common things that you do in your car. And, you know, if Leanne, she may attest to some of these.
Yeah, by the way, Leanne is not even able to rejoin us. For some reason, she's been blocked. So we'll sort this out by Monday, I promise. But tell us what you wanted to tell us anyway about these strange things.
Have you ever seen motorists wearing headphones in their cars?
No.
Like these kinds of headphones?
No. If you're wearing headphones in your car, you're an idiot. It's like people who wear a mask.
So dangerous.
It's like people who wear a mask while they're driving. You don't need, if you're the only one in the car, you shouldn't be wearing a mask while you're driving on your own. Unnecessary.
Exactly.
Unhealthy.
Well, if you've got the music blasted in your ears, you can't hear anything, right?
Exactly.
So you're going to miss an accident somewhere and maybe even be part. It's a dumb thing to do.
Someone might be hooting at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing your makeup in the car.
Oh, so many women who do that. I see it every
time. I don't judge
every
that.
Single
so much.
Time I've been on the highway, I've seen at least one girl who's like putting on something while she's driving.
Mm-hmm. And then changing clothes. Believe it or not, people change clothes in their car. Have you ever tried to take a jacket off?
I've done that.
You're getting hot and you're trying to take a jacket off. It is the hardest thing on the planet to do, but people seem to do it.
I've often wanted to take a jacket off, but the only safe way to do it is to stop your car and do it properly. Get out. And I mean, especially if it's one of those jackets that's got buttons and, you know, you have to, all kinds of complicated things to do. But you're right. Some people will actually try and do this stuff while they're moving. It's ridiculous. Mm. It's so goddamn dangerous because you have two hands. You only have two hands to be at the controls of your car, and you've got two eyes that should be looking forward to see what's happening and looking back every now and then to see what's already happened. And if you're worrying about a jacket, that's just, you know, the other thing is that people eat food in the car, right? But they'll eat complicated food like a burger or whatever. And that thing falls apart and you drop stuff on your lap. And then they start trying to clean up what's in their lap and they end up having an accident.
Well, last week when I spoke to you, I was at up near the Kruger Park, and I was going to fetch my Microlite because it was stranded there for about 2 weeks. On the way up, we were driving up, and on the way up, I tried to eat a burger on the way, which is unlike me. I don't eat burgers very often.
Did you make a mess?
Sometimes I eat. And it was tough trying to navigate eating this burger and driving at the same time.
I wonder how many people have had to turn around and go home because they made a mess while they were driving to work with their coffee or their food, their breakfast. I mean, listen, I know somebody who used to have a bowl of cereal, and she would try to eat the cereal while driving on her way to work. And there were at least three or four occasions. I'm not making this up.
Doesn't sound wild to me.
Listen, Sia, she did this three or four times where she spilt the milk from her cereal onto her dress or her outfit, and she had to turn around and go home, and she never learned the lesson. I mean, if you're still doing it three or four times, you're a moron, frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
you know.
And then picking your nose while driving. I don't know if people could think that they can't be seen inside their car, but I've seen, you know, I drive an SUV. So it's very, you can see down into other people's cars. And standing at traffic lights, you see people picking their noses.
You can also see if they're pantsless from the height of an SUV. So Hein says, I used to buy the Auto Trader book when I was a child with my pocket money. Paging through it was the best entertainment for me. Monwabisi says, doing all that is fine, but stop the car first. Henk says, reading a newspaper while driving. Yeah, I know someone who famously used to do that. Buchanan says, I've taken my shoes off while driving. Migs has seen someone middle-aged eat curry in a car. Sean says, a McDonald's burger is easy to eat. Beth says, how does it look when you're cleaning your lap? Think about it. Yeah, when you're like dusting stuff off like crumbs or whatever. Etienne says, I used to have a KFC zinger wing after every DJ session at 2 in the morning and waking up with an oily steering wheel. Ain't that the truth? So loads of people who sympathize with those of us who have tried to eat or do other things while driving. But really, George, your advice to people is don't do it, right?
Don't do it. You know, anything you do in your car, and in the worst one, which we don't even have on the list, which is, you know, handling your mobile phone for whatever reason.
Right.
You know, that is even, I mean, I don't know if you've seen drivers on the road. You can immediately see when that driver is not concentrating. The car kind of slowly veers to each side of the lane, sometimes over the line. And often I think to myself, you're not concentrating. You're fiddling with your phone. You're doing something else.
Well, the phone is obviously the biggest distraction of all. Yeah. All of that other stuff we've spoken about is kind of a little more second tier. But the number one thing is the phone.
Exactly.
All right.
10 countries with crazy traffic laws. Now, this one in South Africa, believe it or not, the driver of a vehicle on a public road shall stop such vehicle at the request or the signal of a person leading or driving any bovine animal, horse, ass, mule, sheep, goat, pig, or ostrich on such road.
Bovine animal, ass, mule, horse, sheep. I love that list.
The fine can be up to 5,000 rand for anyone that doesn't yield appropriately.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Huh. I don't know if I'm better off for knowing that or not.
Yeah.
Well, if you see a horse or an ass-drawn cart in Cape Town, best you take a wide berth.
Okay.
They still have them down there. I don't know if you've seen it in Cape Town. I mean, I haven't been to Cape Town for such a long time.
I haven't seen a donkey cart on the road for a long time. I'm sure there are parts of rural South Africa where you see a lot of that. But there used to be a lot more, you know. In fact, famously, someone took a picture a couple of years ago of like some dude with two donkeys and a donkey cart going down the highway. I don't know if that's legal here. Is it legal here?
What, for donkey carts on the highway? I doubt it, because the minimum speed limit on a highway is 60 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, I don't think a donkey goes that fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think just by virtue of the minimum speed limit, the donkey wouldn't be allowed.
That's hilarious. All right, what else?
And then finally, that is a better law in South Africa than in Russia. If you drive a filthy car in Russia, you can get fined up to $55.
A filthy car?
Inside or out.
If you have a filthy car, you get fined. That's great. I think people should be fined for filthy cars because it's an embarrassment.
What's the definition of filthy, though, as well?
Well, like if it's filthy. I've seen some filthy ass cars. You know, when you drive, in fact, coming up from Durban, I was behind a BMW and there was so much, it was, its engine was burning very rich. So it was like billowing out smoke and all the rest of it. But the whole car, it was meant to be a white car, was covered in this layer of gray soot and dust. It was and someone had obviously drawn on it with their finger, and it had dirty windows, and
If you can now, like, draw
filthy car.
Wash me, please, into your car, that's filthy, okay.
All right, guys.
This law came about because of obscured number plates. That's how that law came about.
Thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Good. There we go. CliffCentral.com.